on Amazon Prime. The battle for the US Open Tennis Championship has begun. Don't miss the action, the drama, and the excitement of the US Open. Live and exclusive on Amazon Prime.
The High Spot Podcast is at the beautiful Hyatt Regency in Schaumburg, Chicago. Covering StarCast and all in from the Buffalo Wild Wings broadcast row is the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Berga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Welcome to the experience. Welcome to the High Spot Podcast. I am Jeff Martin alongside the trendsetter, Brian Berga, here. Follow us on all our social media at High Spot Podcast. Trendsetter, we are finally here. All in is a reality.
It is a reality. It's been a dream for a long period of time. We've been talking about it. It seems like forever. We are finally here at the High. And you know what? You hear the atmosphere. You see the crowd lining up, meeting their favorite superstars, getting ready for All In. And you know what? I couldn't be more than excited.
Yeah, so let's get it started right away. And we're going to, you know, bring it here for the next hour on the High Spot Podcast. Special here from the Hyatt Regency for All In. We have Bruce Mitchell. He is senior columnist for PW Torch. He just did a show and was kind enough to give us a few minutes here. Bruce, what's going on?
Man, this is something else, isn't it?
Oh, it is amazing, and I'm trying to soak it all in here, and we are here at the Podcast Movement Studio. We are here at Westwood One as well. Bruce, your first impressions when you walked in the door here today to do the show, just talk about the ambiance a little bit and just the feeling that you feel, the vibe.
Well, you know, part of it was just shock. I go to shows like this, and you know, it's always something to be around a bunch of wrestling fans, but to see the branded StarCast shirts everywhere, to see to see the sponsorships, to see the different wrestlers, to see, and they're all gathered together. And then the Young Bucks had this line and a half to to do the meet and greets with them, buy T-shirts and all that. That was just snaking all through, up and down and all around. They had the biggest room in the in this hotel, which is a very nice hotel, and it was a little. I felt a little bit of a stroke coming on. I mean, it was just something else. It's really cool.
All right, so we're going to talk about it all in just a little bit, but we want to get to something that just came out yesterday, and of course, it's what a coincidence. The PWI Top 500 came out yesterday, and you want to correlate all in to the Top 500. Who got number one? But I think, Brian, that this was a open and shut case. Kenny Omega is this year's number one wrestler of the year for 2018. Bruce, your thoughts?
I'm a person that read Pro Wrestling Illustrated from the time it first came out and before they did the Top 500. And, you think of who would get covers. And it would be, some Mil Máscaras, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Bob Backlund and Bruno Sammartino. But for someone to be, for someone to win that, they're trying to sell magazines, and it says something that they were confident enough to put Kenny Omega, who is the, is one of the stars of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and New Japan Pro Wrestling being on Access now, that, you can see it in the United States, but that says something about how just the media of pro wrestling, what we're doing right now, what you guys are doing, and how information has changed and what works. Someone's going to buy that 500, the top 500, might have been buying it. It's a tradition for years and years, and they're going to totally accept Kenny Omega as with maybe a few exceptions, Jim Cornette. But, I mean, they're going to totally accept that, and they're going to...
He doesn't count.
They're going to... they're going to buy the magazine. And then just how it's changed in, they will use championships that are won and all that. And if you go by that, Omega definitely is the top... is a great candidate, but... how much of the real business of professional wrestling has come into even the magazines. And then we live in a society now where magazines aren't what they used to, and the Twitter world rules, and the podcast world is strong too.
And normally this would be the topic of conversation on most wrestling shows or podcasts, but something a little bit like called All In kind of got in the way. Trendsetter, your thoughts, do you think that Kenny Omega was a clear-cut choice to be the number one wrestler of 2018?
Yeah, 100%. And the reason why is just because of, you know, what Bruce just spoke about now. The day and age where, like, yes, magazines and newspapers might be a thing of, you know, the past in terms of, you know, people don't really spend the time to get subscriptions to magazines or get newspapers. It's all over your phone, all streaming on the internet. But, you know, for something like Kenny Omega and the Elite, they've taken advantage of it from what they've done with their YouTube series. And basically, Kenny has been able to transition himself not only from, you know, the great mic skill work that he does in the on commentator when he's doing an interview or doing a promo, but what he does in the ring. And he's really brought back the foundation where, you know, it sounds cliche when he says that he wants wrestling to be the focal point again. You know, he's done it more where, you know, when it comes to the day and age where we're concerned about storylines and feeling emotionally invested in things, if you don't understand the storyline, you can understand the story and the psychology that's in the ring, and Kenny does it better than nobody right now, at least at this point.
So Kenny Omega is involved in a very high-profile match at All In. It could be a main event anywhere else, but on this card, it's somewhere in the middle. Now, he's got Pentagon this Saturday. Bruce, are you looking forward to that matchup? What matchup are you looking forward to the most? Because I'm sure everyone's talking about all these matches, Nick Aldis and Cody. You've got the Young Bucks are in action. What matchup are you looking forward to?
Well, this is a first-time matchup, and Pentagon is really something special. So to see Omega mix that way and work against each other is going to be, you know, that has real potential. Marty Scurll and Okada, that's, you know, the champion of champions until just recently. That's a new matchup too. That ought to be something. You guys are young guys. I'm an old guy, and for me to come all the way to Chicago to see the NWA title in 2018 defended against a Rhodes is pretty mind-blowing, because I spent a good bit of the 80s watching Dusty Rhodes either defend it or chase it, particularly with Ric Flair. So to see against NWA champion Ric Flair, so to see this come back around in a way that I didn't think it could, that's going to be something. And then I definitely think we'll see may see the surprises. And the other part I'm just really looking forward to, take this crowd and double or triple them at the arena. The people that got these tickets in 30 minutes and did everything they had to do to get those tickets and to fly here and to do that, they're going to be providing a lot of energy to this show. And this show also is, you know, set up to deserve that energy. So it's going to be a hell of a spectacle, I think.
It definitely will. There's no question about that. Does it say something, Bruce, about the business, what you were just talking about, how the NWA title now is being, you know, it's being held in prestige again from where it once was, and it kind of was painted in a bad light? I mean, with events like this and All In, people talk about the historical factor, talk about the feeling in terms of, you know, you just mentioned before about, you know, the way now things are distribution in terms of content out there. You know, it's definitely changed. It's more media-based and more, you know, social media, and go out there and put stuff on YouTube and Reddit and things of that nature. So what do you think the impact of the industry is right now, in a good spot where, you know, when you really think about it now, the scenarios are like the NWA, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, you know, people talking about Lucha Underground. Is it more that people now just want just more options, or they just finally have the ability to showcase their talents more because now it's more free range?
Well, I think part of it is just how easy it is to get to those options. The idea that you can watch for $9.90 a month major shows from New Japan Pro Wrestling as they occur with English commentary. That's amazing. Years past, the only way you could watch that was to trade VCR tapes and hope that you had the right connection with people and that kind of thing. And so so part of it is the platforms are easier to get on and easier to find, and you can check out or try out anything for free. You can find it on YouTube and the smallest promotions, even if they've got good wrestlers, can produce something for YouTube or produce something for Powerbomb or Twitch or these things that you can get to quickly. I think it's so you can see the different styles and take something, but I also think it's more of a niche thing, a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche. It's just a different you know, it's a different time, and you've got you still have the industry leader that has such a huge market share, but now we're starting to see ways to also for successful promoters to also, you know, fit their way into the business, and for wrestlers to control their own creative and financial destinies in a lot of ways, if they've got the talent and the work ethic and the mind for it.
And we want to thank here Bruce Mitchell here. You can follow him on Twitter at MitchellPWTorch. He is the senior columnist for PW Torch. And thank you so much for giving us a lot of your time. In closing, I want to ask you one thing. And this is something I've asked a lot of our guests recently. And that is 2018 has become kind of like, you know, about making history in the wrestling business. You know, All In, the G1 Supercard at Madison Square Garden, that's making history. And it seems like a lot of guys are taking chances on themselves, right? So I'm going to say that 2018 is going to be about making history in the wrestling business. 2019, when you have, like, the rumors swirling about, you know, free agency in the wrestling business, and you talk about, you know, stuff could be decided by January, February, what do you think 2019, where are we headed? What do you think would be the early way you would title 2019 in the wrestling business?
Well, if 2018 is the launching pad, then where does everything land? And when it lands, it's going to land as explosions, and those explosions are going to send ripple effects out into the business. And it looks to be, however everything lands, to be positives, because no matter what, it's going to, you know, there's going to be manipulations and ways to, you know, and ways for people to thrive, and ways for fans to see more. So, if you told me at the beginning of 2018 that we'd see what we're seeing in Madison Square Garden, that we would see what we're seeing here, not really sure I would have bought it, but we did. And so, for that to be that big, what other big things are in the offing later on? And for WWE to, for the value of that stock and the value of that company to just exponentially explode because of the content providing platforms, that's amazing too. So what happens even after that? So I just follow John Scholar around. That's my job.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much. Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, of course. And he will be here for all the festivities. And thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Anytime. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you so much.
That was Bruce Mitchell, folks. Man, great talking to him. Of course, I follow PW Torch so much, trendsetter, and it's just awesome to be able to get Bruce on the show. Of course, he did a show here before with Wade Keller too. So great to actually introduce ourselves with them. But trendsetter, like I was talking to Bruce here and saying that 2018, I think, has been a year of making history. What do you think 2019 is going to be about?
I think it's going to be about more of the same, Jeff, if you really think about it. I mean, we've spoken time and time again. I'm sure a lot of people talk about how it's so great to be a wrestling fan, but also, more importantly, if you're a talent, if you're somebody who wants to hone their craft, it's even a better time right now because there's just so many more options than there were before and more things mainstream-wise. I think if 2018 is a revolution, you know, as people like to use that word a lot, you know, it might be the evolution of what professional wrestling might be in 2019, because honestly, depending on a lot of situations, and, you know, we could talk about, you know, free agency, let's be honest here, let's speak the truth here. You know, if Cody and the Young Bucks, if they renew their contracts with the Ring of Honor, let's see what happens with Kenny Omega. Does he renew and re-sign with New Japan Pro Wrestling? A lot of that can change the landscape of what's going on right now, but as we've spoken to a lot of people, you know, will it be somebody else that carries that momentum, that carries that ball to 2019 as, you know, the Young Bucks and Cody and, you know, the whole scenario with Ring of Honor, Impact, New Japan, Lucha Underground, all the promotions out there, will they continue that momentum with or without the people who started in the beginning? So I think 2019 is an evolution. The wrestling business has changed.
Oh, evolution. Another evolution, trendsetter?
It's an evolution. Oh. An evolution of what the wrestling business can be, because you know what? Now there are no limits to what can be done. Nobody thought a 10,000-seat arena could be filled out. So now what's going to happen? Next year, 20, 30. Who knows? At this point, let's fill out a stadium. Let's fill out an arena. It's that point now where people didn't believe it could happen. Nobody thought they could sell at Madison Square Garden. And that was supposed to be WWE territory. Now that's possible. The impossible is now possible. And I think right now, the momentum of what's going to happen here, the events in Chicago for All In, it's just proof of that. Now, who's going to ride that horse? Who's going to continue that in the near future? That's up to question as we lead into 2019.
You know, and if these guys stick together, they're just crazy enough to do that. You know, a stadium would be crazy if they could do that. But my question to you, Trendsetter, we got so many other things to talk about too. I really want to get to this PWI top 500 with the Trendsetter here. But if there's one key guy that could change the course of everything, who would it be? Or guys, you know, I don't just want to leave it out there.
No, yeah, but if we're going to single somebody out, here's the thing. You know, when you're talking about a pure wrestling standpoint, there's no question it's Kenny Omega and how he, everything he's done. He is the branch that has given, I feel, personally, the success of New Japan with all the great talent they have to kind of transition themselves over to the United States, whether it be the specials in Long Branch, you know, in scenarios like that where they're moving over closer to the East Coast, little by little. But you have to give it, in my opinion, to the Young Bucks, to guys like Cody, because as much as Kenny is having 5-star, 7-star, 12-star matches, according to Dave Meltzer, you know, Cody and the Young Bucks are kind of transitioning over to the public so that they can be aware of what they're doing with, you know, a perfect example of the YouTube series Being the Elite. That's the ability. You have the insider's feel of what they're up to, and everything they're touching right now is gold.
You know, what I want to do now, Trendsetter, is a little transition. And I don't think you had the chance. I mean, listen, Trendsetter, you've had so much to do here and a long flight.
I'm running on fumes.
You're running
on
fumes. So, you know, I'm trying to keep you here, you know, active here, Trendsetter. So did you get a chance to look at the top 10 list?
I did not.
Okay, that's great, because that's I think that's awesome here, because I know it. And
I know he's number one.
You know, Kenny Omega's number one. But my question to you is, I'm going to read them off to you.
Okay.
Let's just play a game. Would you happen to know who number two is?
I'm taking a shot at the dart here right now. If we're going in terms of wrestling and we're not just singling out WWE, it's got to be Okada.
Close. Number three, AJ Styles is number two. Any issues with AJ Styles at number two?
No, not at all. I mean, when you look at AJ's line of work, Jeff, and tell me if you agree or not, he has been the single most best wrestler out there to despite what brand he's from or what promotion he's working for. He goes out there, and, you know, for some, he might be the, you know, undervalued champion right now, because he's carrying that title, and
in my opinion, he's
the workhorse. Yeah. He's carrying the company for the fact that the Universal title has been kind of up and down as of late. Now it's Roman Reigns is the champion. Now he has to build on, you know, its own legacy for the Universal Championship. But the W title has been the title. So, no, I have no disagreements at all by AJ Styles.
And he's got, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think a pretty good rivalry with Samoa Joe now, as they go into Hell in a Cell to try to, you know, settle this feud. It got personal. You're kind of iffy about it, but, you know, let's just talk about the list here. And of course, so we got AJ Styles at two, Okada is at three. Now you're gonna be shocked at who number four is, because depending on if you're a fan or not, when I say this name, there's mixed reaction to it. Trendsetter, give me number four. Who you think is number four?
That's
like
a tough one.
I like stumping you.
Well, it doesn't happen very often. You have to be like,
obviously, that's
2 hours
like
of jet lag, basically, to feel that way. But if I have to go number four, well, let's take a shot in the dark here. Kota Ibushi.
No, Kota Ibushi did not make the top 10.
Really?
No,
wow.
Did not make the top 10. So I'm going to, you know, put it out there. Brock Lesnar, number four. Now, of course, you say that name, you have one side that says, oh, he never defends that Universal Championship. He was bad for the WWE and the Universal title. Good riddance. Now he's going to the UFC. But then I have people like myself that say this is a once-in-a-lifetime athlete. He is an attraction, and I think he brought more mainstream to that, and I think he is box office. So when you have Brock Lesnar at number four, where do you lie on that?
If you're lying it from the from an enthusiast in terms of pro wrestling and just being able to have matches and you know, caliber with certain opponents, then yeah, it's not going to be Brock Lesnar. But like you said before, mainstream box office attraction. Now, what are you going to tell me, Ronda Rousey's number five here, for example? I mean, it takes
well,
the attention.
They're coming out with a women's list too, but you know, we're going to go to.
It should be universal.
Guys.
It shouldn't be a men or a women's list. It should just be best wrestler in general. But you know, for Brock Lesnar, I get it. I understand it. Maybe some of the wrestling purists might not like that, but at the same time, these lists are about the main attractions, the wrestlers, quote unquote, that you want to go see. And Brock Lesnar is definitely somebody who's a once in a lifetime athlete that when he does appear, people want to watch.
All right, so now we're going to twist it up now, and I'm going to give you the name, and you tell me if you think he's ranked high enough or is it too low. Seth Rollins comes in at number five.
It's fair. He's been a workhorse for WWE ever since he came back from injury. I think there's a huge question mark in terms of could he remain healthy. Now, you know, what he's done with the Intercontinental title has really been, you know, quote-unquote, I'm sure a lot of people like to use that term, the workhorse. He's definitely been a staple on Raw right now. But now his involvement with the Shield, what's going on there, I have no idea. But at the same time, there's never been a question of Seth Rollins' quality in the ring and his quality as a talent. So, yeah, I think it's fine. He's number five.
Braun comes in at number six. Think too low? I think he had a great year. I think, you know, towards the end, they kind of were like that shade of gray. And, you know, obviously he deserved a push for that WWE Universal title. But he goes at number six. You think a little lower, a little bit higher?
I think he's just right in the middle there. Listen, you can't question, Jeff, the momentum he's had and the way that he's been built up. You know, if people want to say, oh, you're bringing him up the right way, you're not force-feeding him down our throats, yeah, then Braun Strowman has been that natural progression where people want to see him advance. People want to see him get to that next level, but at the same time, they're holding off on it, which is a good thing because at the same time, you want to make sure Braun Strowman, not quote-unquote, is over, but at the same time, he's prepared for that type of scenario. So I think number six is perfectly fine for him.
Number seven is the current Universal Champion, and that is Roman Reigns at number seven on the list.
I have no comment.
Really? Not going to give the guy props?
No, I'll give the guy props. I'll give credit where credit is due. You know, I'm not somebody like that in terms that, you know, there's a thing that I question in terms of how he's being positioned and how he's being portrayed to the audience. But ultimately, listen, he's earned it. You know, as much as he goes on and does promos about, you know, showing up every single day and working hard. And ultimately, you know, as much as that it's a recipe for success, it doesn't always get you through the front door. It doesn't always get you ahead of the line. But it's admirable. It's respectable. To me, Roman Reigns has definitely gotten better in the ring. He's gotten better on the mic. He's done a better job of figuring out his own identity, which was a huge issue for him. So, yeah, I think it's fine right now in terms of that. I wouldn't say he's top five or in the 1-2-3 category just yet. But, you know, he's got the talent to get there. But now with the rest of 2018, what's going to happen 2019 as the Universal Champion, if he holds on to it that long, because he's still got to defend it against Braun Strowman.
I find it hard to believe that they're going to do all that to get him the win against Brock and then take the title away from him at Hell in a Cell.
Weirder things have happened, Jeff. But at the same time, carrying that momentum into the new year after the tail end here of 2018 will be a huge learning curve in terms of stepping stone for him in the next level of his career.
And at number eight, the man kind of partly behind this event here at All In, and that is Cody. Don't call him Rhodes. Cody is at number eight. Obviously, you know, had high-profile matches with Kenny Omega. You know, came up short actually defeated him at Supercard. Came up short in here in Long Beach for the G1 Climax special. So, all in all, talk about the whole game of Cody Rhodes. Do you think he is right there at eight or should be higher?
Definitely, to me, should be higher. I mean, if you want to push people along the side, I'd push away Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, even number five and four in terms of, you know, even Brock Lesnar off that pedestal, because I think the impact he's had on the business, the relevancy he's had, where, you know, he's used all the tools in front of him to get himself out there, to give notoriety not only to himself, but to showcase the fact that he is a guy that can main event matches, he can sell teams, people would pay money to go see him. He does that so well nowadays. Yeah, there's no question to me he should be ranked higher. He should be top five. If not, I might even put him below AJ Styles to this point. I mean, you're like, what's going on with Okada? But, you know, ultimately, it has to be people who are very impactful in my mind. I mean, you look at those three right now, in my opinion, Kenny, AJ, and Cody. Those are the three most impactful, you know, performers right now that I feel in this business.
A little shocked at number nine because I think that he had a okay year so far, but the loss to Chris Jericho at Dominion it didn't make me feel like he was tranquilo anymore, and that is Tetsuya Naito. He comes in at number nine. I don't know if I would put him in the top ten. I don't know if he's had a top 10 year, but your thoughts on Tetsuya Naito as a number nine?
Naito is somebody who,
as Jericho say, Naito!
Yes, exactly.
Naito!
He is someone that, for me at least, I'm still trying to figure out. And what I mean by that is that not that is he a good guy or a bad guy. It's more of like where is he going? Sometimes, you know, when you have those type of characters, for example, you know, someone who I've admired a lot and you know, was taken way too early from us in this lifetime, Brian Pillman, that loose cannon. You never know what's going to happen. Is he tranquilo? You don't know. But for me, it's very difficult for Nieto, for me, to understand him or kind of figure him out. I definitely appreciate his work. There's no question the guy can go in the ring. He's super talented. He's had historic matches in New Japan. But to me, my biggest thing is, you know, when I spoke before about, you know, what, you know, Kenny Omega was the bridge, you know, I would like to see more of these New Japan talent, not just be talent from New Japan, but kind of work their way over so they become more of a mainstream commodity where people do recognize them, not just the quote-unquote diehards, but more they pass over to the mainstream. So that's be something for me. So for him, that's kind of a question mark for me, Jeff. I want to get your opinion on it in terms of, like, to me, he's just difficult to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's had a okay year, but I don't think that a top 10 year so far in 2018. So I think that loss to Jericho kind of hurt him. So it's just hard for me to see him on the top 10 list. Is he a top 15, top 20? Maybe. You know, I would not have an issue so much. But when I see him in the top 10, I just don't think he's had a top 10 2018. And last on the list at number 10 is The Miz. You know, he keeps continue to get ranked higher on these lists here. And again, at number 10, The Miz, you know, you can say that he's done a lot for the Intercontinental Championship. You can say that he's one of the top heels in the business. He's a top promo. He's great on the mic. Your thoughts on The Miz at number 10?
Well, my initial thoughts are, you know, good for him. He's gotten this far and this point and has been through without effort. He's definitely gone out there and given himself the opportunity to, you know, put himself in that type of position. But, you know, a lot of people debate and question the fact that, yes, on the microphone he's great. He's a great personality. He's always doing all the media press outlets there. So he's trying to become the voice and the face of WWE in that sense. But when it comes to in-the-ring ability and in-ring style, there's always going to be that question mark. Now, whether you want to agree with Daniel Bryan that his style is more of a coward, he wrestles safe. But again, Miz says, well, the reason that he wrestles the way he does is for longevity, so he has a long career. He doesn't have to deal with injury. You know, that's always up for debate. It will always be up for debate, I think, for me. And no fault for The Miz, but he'll always be thought of as not necessarily a quote-unquote wrestler's wrestler. But ultimately, at the end, you know, with whatever thing he lacked in the beginning, he's definitely made up for in terms of personality. But, you know, good for him. Top 10 is a huge honor to have. But, Jeff, as you and I both know, these rankings are so sometimes very fabricated. So, you know,
I love them because we get to discuss something, you know. I mean, obviously, if it wasn't for our all-in, this would be definitely a top thing we'd be talking about. But I wanted to mix it in because, of course, number one is Kenny Omega. And, of course, he is on this list for on this match card for All In. He takes on Pentagon Jr. So it kind of be cool to intertwine these two things. But, of course, you know, going back now to the main focus, that is All In. We are here at the Hyatt Regency for Podcast Movement in Westwood One, the High Spot Podcast. You can catch us on the Cheap Pops Podcast Network and all our social media at High Spot Podcast. Trendsetter.
As well as our YouTube channel as well. If you guys go to YouTube and just type in the word High Spot Podcast, you can catch all our videos of stuff we're covering here at Chicago for All In, things we've done for WrestleCon, things we've done for all over the world in the Northeast in terms of covering professional wrestling. You get to see things that I've done with Adventures with the Trendsetter, where I cover the world of adult film entertainment. So you get the best of both worlds, entertainment for the kids and entertainment for the adults.
There you go, Trendsetter. Entertainment for the kids and adults. I like that theme. But as we head now to All In, we are here in the lobby of the Hyatt Regency. Beautiful hotel, by the way.
It's an amazing facility, amazing hotel. And I think where we're located right now, our table is just great because you see the atmosphere of people walking in, people walking by. I mean, you see people signing. You see Podcast Row right here on the right-hand side of us, too. So it's just a great atmosphere to be around. You really feel, you know, I was tired a little bit at the beginning, but, you know, you feel the energy of the crowd and the excitement building up for All In.
Yeah, so many meet and greets, too. We're just walking this for a little bit. You've got the karaoke with Marty, which everyone's flocked to right now because that's going on even as we speak. Of course, you said Podcast Row. Our boy Stu Mirnick there, our Cheap Pops brethren, is out there getting interviews for his show. And, of course, we'll be on there this Saturday early in the morning on Podcast Row, Buffalo Wild Wings Podcast Row. And just talk about the experience so far here at StarCast. How do you think it's been? You think it's been top-notch?
Oh, without a question. I mean, you know, when something like this occurs, Jeff, you never know how to compare it to. I think Bruce talked about it, too, in terms of what's the expectations. But to me, you really can't walk into an event like this. I mean, you know what the facility is going to be like. You know what Conrad is going to construct it in terms of making it a facility where the fans can be excited for. But ultimately, you should walk into this with no expectations. This is the first of its kind. First time something like this has ever happened. So to have any expectations or try to compare it, which, you know, we all have faults of doing. We compare it to other things and other things we've seen, like WWE Access or what's going on for WrestleCon, other conventions that have been out there and held before. This is the first of its kind. So for me, the advice I would give for guys, if you're coming down here to go check out All In, if you're not here already, just take it for what it is. Take it, you know, quote unquote, all in, pun intended, because it's a great experience, and it's merely for one reason. It's for the fans to enjoy it, and this is really all a result of, and Cody and the Young Bucks have said it, you know, the feeling. It's more for the fans. The fans wanted it. They wanted something different, and it's been provided for them. So, you know, let's not critique. Let's not, you know, be negative. Hindsight's 2020. We always say that after the events are over.
Can't please anybody,
but
everybody.
Let's enjoy the moment as it's happening right now, Jeff.
And so this show
has exceeded your expectations.
Oh, yeah, man. As soon as I walk through the door, as you see the star cast, you know where everything is. Actually, I'm less crankier now that I've taken a nap again. We took the red eye to get over here. You know, next time we should take a later flight. And no, that's why me.
That's why they call it a labor of love, Jeff, honestly.
And
let's backtrack a little bit here too, Jeff. I spoke about this before in a couple episodes when we had Conrad on the show.
And of course, the Conrad Show episode will drop tomorrow.
And you guys will listen to it there. And we also spoke to Sammy Callahan as well prior to the events that started here, Jeff. It's like, when you look at the High Spot Podcast and what we've done in the span of almost about 2 years and where we are now in terms of sharing this wonderful platform with so many other great podcasts, so many other great radio show programs, and with all the, you know, quote, you know, the amazing talent that's part of it, including the fans that are here listening to us talking here on stage or basically, you know, checking in and checking out the events, did you ever think we'd get to this point?
Man, there's sometimes I had self-doubt. There's times where I was like, man, you know, all those times you try to mix the regular, you know, gimmick, the regular shoot jobs.
It's a gimmick, basically.
Well, yeah, to what we're doing now, you kind of get sometimes discouraged, but you just have to stay positive and grind. And you know, the hustle's real, man. I mean, I'm looking over here, and I'm looking at the talented people on Podcast Row, and they've got their banners, they've got their, you know, handheld cameras. They're ready to go here, and I'm sure they're going to put great content out, you know, for you, the fans. And I think that's what we're trying to do, too, you know. Just like Cody and the Young Bucks and everybody that's here for All In, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to do it for the fans. You know, I think part of us, yes, we want that recognition. We want to be able to, you know, advance in our careers. But when you think about it, when you put in that extra time to put that episode out, you know, even if it's the one or two fans, even if it's three or four, you know, they, you know, you want to get them that content out. You want to get the Sammy Callahan episode out, which is available right now on Blog Talk Radio, the Cheap House Podcast Network, High Spot Podcast.
And our YouTube channel.
Yeah, and YouTube channel. And, of course, episodes like Conrad Thompson, which will be available tomorrow. You can download it and listen to Conrad talk to us. So it is a labor of love, but we do it for the fans. We do it for the crew.
Yes, we do. And, you know, looking at it right now, you know, we've spoken about, Jeff, what you're looking forward to, what match you're looking forward to on the card. You know, we could break down the card at a later time. I mean, I really feel sometimes even breaking down this card won't do it justice because this is really not a sense of, you know, well, who needs this win more? Where's the storyline going? It really feels more like an all-star game where you're seeing the best of the best just facing each other. You know, screw the storylines. We're just going in and basically just going to give you great performances, 5-star matches, 7-star matches, whatever you want to call it. So it definitely has that atmosphere and that build-up to it. So my question to you is right now, Jeff, since we're here at the Hyatt, we're here now kind of waking up since, you know, we've been here for a long period of time and now finally get into the groove of what's going on for the duration of these 4 days that we're going to be here in Chicago for the High Spot Podcast. Who are you at this point right now more looking forward to seeing? Is it more, is there a certain, you know, this event's built on the fan experience. What fan experience are you looking forward to the most right now?
Well, I'm looking forward to the karaoke with Marty, which hopefully we are able to catch, but then the Papa Buck Jam session.
You know, it's funny. I'm sure he purposely did it at this point because he didn't want to battle me in a Britney Spears contest or an NSYNC contest.
Well, you think he scheduled us here on Podcast Movement?
Scheduled it around this time because he knew. Didn't think we were going to be here at this time. Probably going to come in on a Friday. So he purposely did it at that time because he didn't want to face me in an NSYNC contest.
There you go. You know, I think he's going to sing something with. You got a friend in me. He's going to sing it with Hangman.
Nice
too. So that's going to be awesome. Will he have his? Will Hangman have his boots on tonight?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You don't think so? But yeah, you have that. Then you have a bunch of the roast of Bruce Pritchard, which is also coming up soon. So a lot of stuff too. But you have that. But of course, let's get into the nitty gritty here. Let's get into the card for All In.
Sure.
Which matchup are you looking forward to watching the most? There are 10 matches here, including the over the budget battle royal, which will air. And talk about this: if you're on WGN and you can reach. What did Cody say? 77 million households for that 1 hour to get that final push to get All In either on pay-per-view or on the Fight app, which is amazing, too. You get over 60 hours on that Fight app, too, on demand, so you can catch everything here from the Hyatt Regency. But not only that, but what exactly do you think, you know, is going to be, A, the show stealer, and which match are you looking forward to the most?
Show stealer to me, you know, two matches come to mind when I think of show stealer. It could be Adam Cole against Joey Janela, and it could also be Marty Scurll.
Adam Page.
And also it could be Marty Scurll against Okada. Those could be the two matches that steal the show. For me, the match I'm looking forward to the most, and I said this to you before, you know, I've always been a huge fan of tag team wrestling, and I think that's kind of what got me started in pro wrestling, so... I got to say, it's the Young Bucks, man. They are the main event for a reason because nobody wants to follow them. I spoke to Cody last week in Atlanta, and he said the same thing, too. You know, he says he loves a challenge, but right now there's no way that anybody wants to follow these guys once their match is over, which is why they are the main event.
Yeah, I'm going to go – I'm all about the storytelling, and I don't think you got to give these guys credit, and that is Nick Aldis and Cody – with the story that they've told and the lead-up to their NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match at All In. You talk about that title, that 10 pounds of gold. You never thought that in 2018 that would be even highlighted on a show like this, but look at where that NWA Championship is. And you just talk about, for example, through YouTube and documentary series by Dave Lagana, who we saw here in the lobby before.
Yeah, we see him walking around.
Billy Corgan and Nick Aldis. You talk about a perfect chemistry here between those three. You know, I love the storytelling. I love what they're doing. And you cannot help but tie in Cody and Dusty's relationship into this. As much as Cody wants to say that it's more for him, you got to think of Dusty when you think about the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. People have been talking about the historical factor, you know, the amazing things of surprises that can happen, this kind of, you know, weekend festivities for All In and StarCast here. But honestly, we could see history in the making, too, where actually Cody wins and becomes the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and what a great storyline that would be. You said you love the story, right? How great would that be for not only Cody himself, but for the audience there that are watching it, and they're going to be there live in the arena to see it? That would be a huge, huge moment in the eyes of the fans and ourselves.
So definitely, like, this is a mixed bag of what you like. There's a little bit of everything for the fans here. And if you don't think that Cody and the Young Bucks have a pulse of what the fans want, then you need to be here and check it out because they 100% do. And so, you know, we talked to Sammy Callahan, and he was talking about the surprises. He's excited about the surprises. Anything to you comes to mind about what could possibly happen at All In that's going to maybe that Monday and Labor Day that we're talking about, man, did you see that? Or Sunday when we're waking up and we're still here and we're doing the meet and greets and stuff like that, that you're going to be like, wow, can you believe that happened at All In?
Well, you know, the elephant in the room is going to be that everybody is hoping and everybody is wondering, will CM Punk show up at All In? And there's been the debate back and forth, and I want to ask you the question too. You know, and my viewpoint is this, you know, as cool as it would be, and he doesn't need to wrestle, but as cool as it would be, because he's going to be in Chicago during these events, he's doing a signing at Pro Wrestling Tees, so he's going to be in the area. He's from Chicago, obviously. It would be cool to see him there. It would be cool to see him there show up in some form or fashion, and the crowd would be going crazy, and they'd be chanting CM Punk. But do they really need CM Punk to be at All In right now? Is it really required for him to, you know, knock this out of the park and be that home run supposedly that they talk about? I don't know. I don't know if he's needed right now.
I really don't think that All In is about a guy like CM Punk. I think it's, like Cody said, it's a feeling. And this is going to the atmosphere. I think the fans are going to be crazy for it no matter what. Would it be great if he shows up? Yeah, man, because, you know, it just wrestling's on such a surge. It's all about unpredictability, and you're like, wow, you don't expect it. You're like, you wanted to, but you know it's not going to happen. But you never know the Young Bucks and Cody what could happen if they could, you know, pull the strings and be like, hey, you know, CM Punk, please be there. But, you know, I mean, the possibilities dwindle and dwindle as we get closer to All In, but you never know. I mean, what I'm thinking.
If you had to bet on it, does he show up or does he?
Oh no, I wouldn't be. I'd be all out on that.
Okay,
I would be. Yeah, I don't think we see CM Punk. You'll see him at Pro Wrestling.
Is there any other surprise you think that might happen?
I think that we could see Neville. I think that, of course, we found out too that he and the WWE have parted ways, and that we actually, you know, there is no 90 days here, and you never know. Could that be the person that they have up their sleeve? Could we see Neville here at All In?
Well, there's not one question. SCU is going to be at All In because we just saw him walk by.
SCU!
SCU! And what's so exciting about that is that you know they're going to have a high-caliber match in terms of, you know, you have them against the
Briscoes.
The Briscoes, and then you have Christopher Daniels and Stephen Amell. It's going to be amazing.
And it's crazy that that's a high-profile match. But it doesn't get talked about that much unless you're watching Being the Elite. But that matchup is going to be amazing. That could easily steal the show.
It really could, because when you have somebody like Christopher Daniels in there, and yeah, say whatever you want about Stephen Amell, he shouldn't be in the ring or whatever the case might be in terms of, you know, this is going to be his third match, first ever singles match against somebody. I think it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great match because, you know, you have a veteran and a guy who's smart as Christopher Daniels, you know, holding the reins in terms of that and going to make it a great show as best as it possibly can be. But in terms of surprises, and there will be surprises, you mentioned Neville is something that not a lot of people, I feel, have talked about, but it's definitely a possibility. But I think ultimately the huge surprise, Jeff, that's going to be there is just the mere fact that we're going to see something that we've never seen before, and that's an event like this with the magnitude that it has. You know, to me, sometimes it leaves me speechless. I know it gets, you know, thrown around a lot and people use a lot of catchphrases for it, but ultimately it's just an experience right now for the fans. It's an experience too that if you can't make it to Chicago, if you can't buy a ticket for the Sears Center to watch and have the Billy watch on the Fight app, to see it on cable for the first hour, it's amazing how it's gotten this far. And to me, ultimately, I don't like to think too far ahead, Jeff, but it's just amazing how much bigger it can get from this point. And that's what really excites me. But I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to step back a little bit, not think too far ahead. I'm going to enjoy it for what it's worth, because very easily can we sometimes get lost in it. I'm going to enjoy the journey.
Isn't it funny that, like, we're at All In and we're wondering what's going to happen already? We're just like that, I don't know, whether it's that journalist in us or whether it's just that fan, that Booker mentality that we have, that we're like, what's next? You know, is there going to be an All In too?
Oh, yeah.
You know, is Neville going to be there? Is CM Punk? You know, what's going to be the main surprise?
And also get lost in the excitement too, Jeff. Let's be honest. I mean, if this was us about a year ago, we'd be running around. Oh my God, that's so and so. And look, oh my God, he got Diamond Dallas Page. Oh my God, that's Christopher Daniels. That's SCU. Oh my God, Cody's walking by. That's the Young Bucks. But I think now it's because we see it for what it is in terms of valuing it that we can kind of take that step back. So it's for me at least, it's all running in slow motion right now.
Yeah, and let's give credit to the females, because there's going to be a great matchup here with Chelsea Green. You've got Madison Rayne, Britt Baker, and of course Tessa Blanchard. And of course, you know, we don't break spoilers here, but we all know that she's the new Impact Knockouts champion. And, you know, to have Tessa kind of represent the, you know, women's movement on the independent side, and a matchup with the caliber of females that are in this match, this is another matchup that could definitely steal the show.
Oh, without a question, too. I think right now with somebody like Tessa, and we've had the ability of speaking to her a few times, she definitely feels it. I mean, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, she wouldn't be that sense that she has a chip on her shoulder. Yes, she does, and she's going to do everything she can to make a name for herself by herself on her own. But right now, she feels she is the best female wrestler out there. She acts like it. You've heard me say this time and time again, perception's reality, right? And if you perceive yourself and you act as if you're the man, you act like you're the woman, a champion, you're a rock star, you're going to be treated like one. And Tessa's a perfect example of, you know, for example, she's not somebody who lived off her family name.
Well, she's royalty as well, though.
She is royalty, but she's not somebody who lived off her family name. She worked for it, and she got to the level she is because, not just her family name, but by her work ethic and her daily grind that she does it. So definitely, yeah, we can't ignore that. The women have been a huge... have done a huge undertaking in terms of getting the popularity and the respect that they deserve. And, you know, what better way to showcase it here than in Chicago for a fan event for the fans.
I know. And then, of course, the over-the-budget battle royal, a who's who, and the winner will get a shot at Jay Lethal.
My money's on Jordynne Grace.
You know what? I was about to say the same thing, because you talk about making history. How about the first female to challenge a guy for the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship? You talk about something that would be great. And you know what? I would put my money that Jordynne Grace gives Jay Lethal a run in. I don't know, you know, if she would pull off the upset, but I think she would give Black Machismo a run for his money.
No, she definitely would too. And I think too, for the what you just said, the first female to compete for the Ring of Honor Championship, I don't think they would choose anybody but Jordynne Grace in this scenario. There's a reason why she's in this over-the-budget battle royal, and I think she's earned it. Hopefully she recognizes it, and at the same time, it would be a great thing to see her facing Black Machismo Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship.
I mean, the buzz is electric here.
The buzz is real.
Exactly. We are here, and we want to thank
podcast. It's not just a feeling.
No. And we want to thank Podcast Movement here, as well as Westwood One, for allowing us to be at the table here and do the High Spot Podcast. I know it's going to make your job a lot easier tonight, putting this episode out there, Trendsetter.
No, that's why I love standing here, because I know that I'm not doing the production. I'm not the one connecting the cables and breaking this equipment down, so... Whew. Thank you so much, Podcast Movement, for making my job a lot easier. But it's cool. It's great. It's a different atmosphere. It's one thing, Jeff, when you're running the show and you're controlling things. When you're not, you get to sit down here and you and I just have a conversation and have guests like we had Bruce, and then be able to see, you know, the great talent walk by. It's definitely a better feeling, and it's a nicer atmosphere too. But you know, it's gonna be the same thing on Saturday for Podcast Row. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to meeting the fans, interacting with them, seeing, you know, the excitement, and seeing a lot of the superstars here, and just enjoying the festivities, which will be here for Starcast and All In.
Man, people are still filing in here. It's amazing. Like it's just a constant flow here of fans that are going into the Hyatt Regency here. And again, we want to thank everyone here for giving us the time and watching us here. And of course, Trendsetter, man, what an amazing ride. And it happens at All In. Of course, tomorrow Conrad Thompson will join us on the High Spot Podcast. He will be our guest. Final preparations for All In, he'll talk about that. And also, guys, if you're doing a podcast, you might want to listen to, you know, this episode too, because he gives you guys advice as well as us advice about the future of podcasting. And also, Trendsetter, we have as our boy Stu here is taking a quick picture. Stu, come up here for a second. Got to get Stu here before we head out.
We have to, and we have a few more minutes to break down here, but again, the excitement is without a question here. And Stu, you've been a busy guy so far, so let me ask you right now, any good stuff content out there that we can look forward to?
Oh, man, this is day one. Day yes. one, and we had, so I did just did 2 hours live on Mixler. I had Conrad, of course, had Dave Lagana, vice president of the National Wrestling Alliance, had him for a few minutes pre-tape. Had Matt Stryker, who seems to be now the voice of every wrestling promotion not named WWE.
There you go.
We had Diamond Dallas Page talking DDPY. Don't call it DDP Yoga. It's now DDPY.
Oh, he's changing. Oh,
okay.
Branding.
So,
branding.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just today. Just, you know, in the 2 hours. We'll be back on tomorrow and Saturday, 1 to 3. I'll be up here with Podcast Movement tomorrow at 3:45, I believe.
So, yeah, this is great, man.
This is cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I did the Podcast Movement in Orlando, and it was fantastic. Had a blast. So I'm looking forward to this. How about you? I mean, come on, this is.
Well,
what
I
do y'all think?
I was talking to Brian here. I was thinking it's because we don't have to worry about breaking this stuff down.
the equipment's already set up for us.
I think we're just in and out.
As a long-suffering on-site radio engineer and producer, believe me, I can attest to having set up countless.
I feel his pain. I see all the things that he has to do, and I'm like, I do the exact same thing. So it's great that, you know, we have a professional doing it the right way.
Absolutely. And you don't have unlike, you know, at, say, Schultz Garden in Austin, dealing with the Texas Longhorn football, you're not dealing with a bunch of drunk Longhorn fans. So that's even better. Now, I don't know how better or worse drunk wrestling fans are, but, you know, hey.
Stu, if I don't, well, I'm going to see you because you owe us a beer too before you leave.
And a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
What?
Who do you want? What matchup are you looking forward to watching the most here at All In?
You know, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say Cody and Nick. Only, you know, if nothing else, because of the significance of that championship. You know, I grew up. You know, when I first started watching wrestling, Harley Race was the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. You know, that championship is, in my mind, the world championship. You know, everybody else stemmed off of that. But at the same time, a match that I didn't even know I needed to see until it got announced, Kenny Omega and Pentagon.
Yeah, man, that's going to be...
That's
a main event anywhere else.
I mean, you've got literally the face of New Japan Pro Wrestling and the face of Lucha Underground, Lucha Libre.
You can't ask for anything more.
How more diverse is that?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And we were talking actually too. One final one here is Kenny Omega, clear cut, hands down, the number one pro wrestler in 2018.
You know, that's kind of like asking. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the NFL Network does that top 100 players.
Yeah.
And you know, it's voted on by the players. You could say there's an argument for it. Sure.
Well, what's the argument for the fact that he's not number one? Who would you put at number one if it wasn't Kenny Omega?
Yeah, because you were like, because I thought he had an amazing 2018. So like
he has.
So for you to kind of be like, so who's your?
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying there are, you know, there is a bit of subjectivity to that list.
Yeah.
The argument against Kenny Omega, I don't know how good that could be made. You could. I was going to say Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins hadn't been a world champion in a while. Could say, I don't know. I mean, I could see, yeah, Kenny Omega, sure, that'd be a safe pick. That'd be a sure pick. But again, it's a little bit subjective.
Stu, I want to thank you for, you just killed it over there in podcast row for you to give us a few minutes here. That's amazing.
My
thank
pleasure. So our Cheap Pops partners,
yeah,
High Spot Podcast, Sports Guys Talking Wrestling.
I love it, man. I love that combo. It's a great tag team.
It is. Jersey, Texas.
Can't get better than that.
Man.
Stu, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stu Myrick. That's STEWMYRICK. And you can find Sports Guys Talking Wrestling on Twitter at SGTWATX and on Instagram and Facebook at Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. And, of course, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Central on The Horn, 104.9 AM, 1260 in Austin, or stream it via hornfm.com.
Stu, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
And you guys have been listening to the High Spot Podcast. From our tag team partner, Jeff Martin. I'm the trendsetter, Brian Brega. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Join us here on the podcast Movement Westwood One here at the Hyatt. So, guys, thank you so much. Enjoy All In. Enjoy StarCast. Enjoy the experience, because we do this, guys, for one reason and one reason only. We do this for you,
the crew.
Amazon Prime. The battle for the US Open Tennis Championship has begun. Don't miss the action, the drama, and the excitement of the US Open. Live and exclusive on Amazon Prime.